McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, The Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, Monumental Ford, Cunningham Jewelers, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. The Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Monumental Ford, Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, joining us, the head coach of the MCAA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, guys.
Coach, season has concluded after what ended up being an epic battle over in Rochelle, Georgia, at Wilcox County High School. Talk to us about that game in totality and you know, how it went.
Well, you had two top 10 defenses in the state going at it. You had Wilcox County's been around the top 4 or 5 all year, giving up 6 to 8 points on the average. And you had the Buccaneer defense, which was chiming in there pretty hard, tied on our own. We were around 11.4 points a game. So in preparation for it, I knew that it was going to be low scoring. And I thought we could hit an explosive here or there. And we had our opportunities to hit those, including a deep drive that we just missed some balls. Had some pass interferences, and, you know, you can't knock their defense. Their defense played their tail off, so did ours. There was not an offensive touchdown in the whole game.
Right.
They caught a pass on a busted coverage that we, MJ Quarterman, hawked him down on the 8-yard line, and the defense held. We had a field goal block on that. There was a difference of opinion on what should have been called there. It didn't get blocked, so they were up 3-0, you know, at the half. And the other score that came was on our end, we snapped a ball in the end zone to punt the ball, Todd, and our up back got a little anxious and moved before he was supposed to, and the ball hit him and fell in the end zone, and one of their linemen fell on it. So that was a great defensive game, not really interesting if you're an offensive fan.
Right. You know, and defensively, as you are saying, Coach Warren, that – our defense gave up 3 points,
yes.
And their defense, regretfully gave up zero.
That's correct.
So, you know, and the only other points were off of a turnover.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. We held them to 41 yards rushing and 93 yards passing. You're supposed to win those games. And I think 3 times in my career, that being the third, we've held an opponent to minimal yards like that. And not came out on top. I remember one year at another school, we held an opponent to 88 yards offense, total offense, and got beat 14-10 on a punt return and kick return.
Wow. You know, you never know when special teams are going to play right into the game that big. Who played well? Who stood out? Who did some things? I know that a lot of them did a lot of great things. They all played hard, I can tell you that. That's a trademark of Bucks football and Bucks athletics overall. But, who stood out in this epic defensive battle?
On the defensive front, our front was amazing. Derek Irons, Javonte Cummins, Anthony Jackson, Jaden Lotson on the defensive line were just super good all year. You're rarely going to see 4 down linemen in a single-A school like those guys. You had Derek and Anthony, who were explosive, penetrating, havoc-wreaking linemen. And you had reading machines like Jaden Lotson and Javonte Cummins reading and squeezing and padding and playing super technique. So that was fun.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You know, and you have linebackers. We ran a 3-linebacker scheme most all year. In particular, the 40-front 4-3, as most people would know it by. That was led by middle linebacker Tyler Alexander. He may have been outplayed in a couple areas by a couple other linebackers, but lining us up and breeding the confidence in the defense was Tyler, by far. Then you had his supporting cast on each side. You had Jaden Ellis, who played the Sam Nickelbacker, just stellar all, you know, from the time he moved here to the end of the season. Then you had returning starter Mekhi Jackson, who, man, I can't say enough about him on the weak side. He ate up the counter all year. He had good length and pass coverage. So our front seven, Todd, were tough.
Yeah. Yeah, and defensive secondary wasn't necessarily a slouch either.
No, you had Neo West was just a sniper, just an absolute sniper. He would come down, he could play the pass, he could play the run. Somebody's going to get a great DB when he plays college ball if he chooses to do so. Then, you know, who I thought was the most improved in secondary was MJ Quarterman. MJ okay. had a good year, worked hard to make captain a few times. He was our lockdown corner. He could play level corner. He could play safety. I was really pleased with the growth I saw out of him in the secondary. And then you had Greg Peacock come in and play some. You had Dominique Wilson, who was a starting corner, who sprained his ankle, didn't get to finish the season. You know, he's on the team, but he was too hurt to play. And later you had senior Leonard Gilchrist with some backup time. Leonard did some things well. He played the fast screen, the run very well. He struggled with some coverages. And then Jalen Dallas wasn't an impact player, but he was one of the players we could count on to be in the right spot at the right time.
Yeah.
And, you know, where we played him, there wasn't just not a lot of action because the defensive front was so good.
Yeah, and those guys, you know, they brought it every game. And then on the offensive side of the ball, you know, some good things happening too.
Yeah, you know, on the offensive side, it was a completely – we had worked on changing the offense up to our skill set this year. I think we did that as a whole, especially in the skill positions. We were a quarterback-led team instead of the Trenton Johnson, Will Jones era fullbacks. We were a quarterback-led team, and Neo was – Super fun to watch this year. He was explosive and moved well. Looked like the Matrix, you know, sometimes moving around.
Neo.
Yeah. Then you can't overlook, you know, C.J. Battle. C.J. may have set a school record. We're researching that on touchdown receptions. Neo possibly could have set one on touchdown throws passing. Then, we had Ernest McIntosh early who established the fullback game for us, but he got hurt. Then Lorenzo Reed came in and started getting – he got better every week. He's now a factor in the backfield. And then on the edges, of course, you had Jaden Ellis and Greg Peacock who did a fine job at the slots. And then I thought Andrew Roberson finished well at wide receiver. He did some good things out at the wideout position.
Yeah, he continued to – as did a lot of the other – kids, but Andrew Robertson really seemed to improve every single game.
He did. He hustled, played hard, kept his mouth shut, grew up, matured. On the offensive line, you know, losing Coach Mack hurt us. And then I'll talk just after this brief break, I'll talk about the offensive linemen.
Okay. More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Monumental Ford. Coach, we left our first segment, and you were starting to talk about the offensive line and the growth there.
Yeah, we were, you know, we were a little undermanned there most of the year, Todd, and we moved around, bumped around, and I was really pleased with the progress that they made. We struggled when we faced elite linemen on the defensive side, but when you watch the film and you see our guys trying to do what we're asking them to do, it makes you feel good about the character of the offensive line, how smart they are. And I think if we can improve in that area, which we've got a lot of young kids coming up, we could be pretty good. That line from this fall with 7 wins, which was nothing to turn your nose up at, was led by Brandon Acree. He did a really good job in terms of knowing the schemes, working at it constantly. He made captain some when he was there, and he received all academic honors at the All-Region.
Oh, nice.
So that was pretty cool. And then also on that line receiving some honors yesterday in the All-Region was Sam Sullivan. He moved from the H-back position to play guard when we needed him to. And he received second-team All-Region honors. And then I thought that Gage Medlock and Jabari Grant, who moved there from a wing-back position to guard, and Chris Alston from guard to tackle, also had productive years. I think we got about as much out of them as we could get.
Nice. Coach, take us through the season in totality, you know, just game to game, you know, summarize it for us by talking about the pieces, you know, and some of the highlights that stood out.
One of the cool things going piece by piece that came in was running our offense exclusively from shotgun with Neo, so he could see, so he could make plays. That was really new to me. I've ran shotgun. It's not like I don't know how to run it, but running an exclusive package in shotgun was slightly different. And not grinding the clock and getting that one quarter score where you took 8 minutes.
Yep.
That was different for me. Watching the explosives go, I'm like, all right, we're not driving. All boom, all of a sudden there was a touchdown, or Neo making a big play, or CJ, or you know, or somebody making that big play. So we started off, if you remember, we scrimmaged Long County, beat a decent Long County team that made the playoffs.
Yes.
And then we went up to Savannah Christian and I don't know if we had a first down, maybe. You know, ranked number one private school in the state with 2 nationally recognized number one ranked players on the defensive line. It was 21-0, but it was good to see who could play at a high level. And Todd, coming out of that, I knew we could play defense at a high level, and I knew our offense was going to have to get a lot better to make a deep run in the playoffs. So then we open up with Islands High School, who they didn't win a game this year, but I thought we got their best effort. It was, you know, at the front of the season, they hadn't had injuries, and they played us really hard. I think we won that game, 19-0, something like that. So defensively, that was a shutout, and it just kind of went back to what I said. I knew defensively we were playing well. Offensively, we got a little better in that ball game. Came out and got out of our spread a little bit, if you remember, and ran the Wildcat with Ernest, and he took off down the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was an element, too, that we really needed to get back in and just didn't because Ernest was hurt later in the season. So the second ball game of the year was against Charlton County. We'll come back in just a second on that one.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So the second ball game of the year was a really, it was really odd. It's tough to coach in. A good Charlton County team rolled in, they were a playoff team. But if you remember, we were without Neo. He was injured. And Blake McMahon, the third-team quarterback, so Neo's first-team quarterback, Blake McMahon, the third-team quarterback, had a concussion.
Right.
That left one player who could play quarterback, and that was Makai Jackson. He played a little bit of quarterback in that game, but he's one of the ringleaders of the defense. So I didn't feel like as a coach I could take the chance on losing the last quarterback and losing the linebacker. So we ran the Wildcat, and we got down in the red zone a few times, fumbled, stalled out on downs, got some penalties. Anyway, they beat us 19-0, and we only gave up 83 yards offense.
And I remember that game, if my memory serves, It rained harder and more than any game I remember in recent history.
It took away the strategy of running the Wildcat. It was super difficult. They caught two deep balls on us for their main part of their offense on late downs. And so we lost, and we just kind of regrouped from there and then started playing good ball. You mentioned this earlier today that we were like 4-1 rolling into Jenkins County.
That's right.
So the next ball game was the region opener. We were playing the number 10 ranked team in the state, Emanuel County Institute, ECI. And we go up there, and it's a classic. Coach Kirsten does a great job, and we're 3-3. So that's kind of a rival now.
It's a good rival.
Yep. I know that we've traded blows quite regularly. So we go up there, and it's a defensive battle. They're a top 10 defense just like us. If you remember, we hit Andrew Roberson for a deep ball, and we were in an illegal set, and it was a good call by the officials where a touchdown to win the game got called back. Then we get into overtime.
And it was 0-0 going into overtime.
0-0 going into overtime, yes. Another testament to our defense. And we get they got the ball first, and I yelled at a player to make an adjustment, and another player thought I was hollering at him, so they both adjusted. We left a hole a mile wide. You and I could have driven our trucks through, and they walked in the end zone. But we blocked the extra point.
Which was impressive because of the kicker ECI has.
All-region player of the year.
Yeah, he's one of the most impressive kickers I've seen in quite a while.
So we get the ball, and I don't remember the exact – series of sequence of plays, but on one of the plays, it was supposed to be a read play by Neo, and he read one player. He didn't even pay attention to the other. I don't think he cared. He just said, "You're not tackling me," and he went and got the coach. You remember, got in the corner of the end zone. And
yep.
So it's 6-6, and here I am, head coach of the Buccaneers, faced with a monumental decision: go for two. Kick the extra point. He said, "Well, why didn't you just kick the extra point? We hadn't tried it all year. We hadn't made any at practice." So I thought, "Well, we got to make one at some point in time." And this was the highlight of this senior's year. Was Justin Rozier comes in. We, of course, we've pumped him up. Kick it hard. Get up under.
Oh, yes.
Tie it up. And he bloops that thing over, and we win 7-6 against the number 10 ranked team in the state. And it was on the rest of the year. Justin gets carried off the field. So that was probably the biggest win of the year, I would think.
Yeah, it was huge, and it was coming out of that Charlton County game, regrouping and just putting it back together, and I think it was a crucial game for the success of the rest of the season. We will be right back to Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Monumental Ford is a proud hometown sponsor of the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show. Please remember Monumental Ford's great service department for all your service needs. Every make and model, brakes, tires, oil changes, transmission, and more, right off Highway 251 and I-95 Exit 49 in Darien. Great prices on new and used vehicles, too. Find Monumental Ford on Facebook and give them a like. Also online, monumentalford.com. Or give us a call, 912-437-3673.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coach's Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Southern Sports Edition.com. So we were finishing up with the ECI game, Coach, and moving through the season.
Yeah, we finished the ECI game. We're on a high. We face a Claxton team with a high-powered offense, but their defense wasn't that great. So it went about the way I thought. I thought that they would have a very hard time against our defense. They did. We contained Dallas Hill, their quarterback, who was an all-region first-team selection. Quarterback, we contained him pretty well. Didn't give up the explosives. You know, they scored one touchdown on our JV. And offensively, we had a good ball game. And we were supposed to have a good ball game, you know, at that point. Then we roll in the next week to Screven County. And, you know, that ball game was tough early. At least I felt like it was.
It was.
Like Screven was playing our tail off. And then we just started making big plays. You know, offensively, defensively, they couldn't contain us any longer on either side of the ball. So we won that one pretty handily, held the rushing game down. I don't think there was anybody that rushed over 100 yards, but maybe once or twice this year. Jenkins County, of course, if you just ran the ball every down, you could hit that stat. But normal balance teams, I think we held them down pretty well.
Yes.
So we go into the Jenkins County game. Jenkins is ranked 9th, and I think we're at that point in time, we were around 12, 13, 14.
Yes.
So we're going in that ball game, and we play our tail off for 3.2 quarters. 2.5 quarters anyway. We're in the lead in that ball game, 19-17, in the fourth quarter with around 8 minutes.
Yes, I remember.
And we laid the ball on the ground. They scooped and scored and got a touchdown. We threw an interception. They got the ball deep in our red zone, scored again. So we lost that game in the last 8 minutes. Just you know, couldn't quite finish it.
Yeah, and going into that game, both teams were undefeated in region. We were overall 4-1, but we were 3-0 in region, and they were undefeated in region at that point as well. And it was a true slobber knocker between two juggernauts until early in that fourth quarter when they hit that scoop and score.
Yeah, Coach Waters was very complimentary all year about our defense and asked some questions when they were playing other opponents. And, you know, I thought they did a great job of running the ball control offense on us. You know, they got in two tight ends. They basically had three tight ends. They had two tight ends on the line and a big H-back, you know, when they ran the ball. And we had a hard time with them. They're a good ball team. So we go in, we lose that ball game. We go into the Bryan County game, and they've got the state's leading rusher. And here I've got this plan to stop him. And if you remember, with about 4 seconds into the game, he breaks about an 80-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, he took off.
I was like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be a long night if this happens anymore. But it didn't happen anymore. We sputtered around, put two or three scores, I think, three scores offensively up.
Yes.
And ended up winning the ball game. I think they had one more score off of pick six. But we won it 30-something, 14 or whatever it was at that time. I think they had two scores.
And that was a team that they were in the upper Division One. Division last year, but they went to the Final Four last year.
They did.
So, you know, had a lot of kids on that team that were on that Final Four team, you know, and to beat them was a big deal.
Yeah, at their place too. So that was a big win. I don't know if I'd put it ahead of the ECI win just because I like
to be ECI win. Person. I agree with you, Coach. That's a pretty special win.
And, of course, the next one was Metter, the region champs. They're in the second round of the playoffs now, playing the defending state champs this Friday. And all of a sudden at halftime, you see the Bucks are winning 6-0. We had the tension of the state. Metter comes back out.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So Metter comes back out at the half, and they drive the ball. Insane, tough drive, tough battle. It took forever, but they scored. And we blocked the extra point again. So it's 6-6, Todd. And late in the ball game, they've got the ball down on our 39, and they throw a ball, a fade jump ball in the end zone, and they say their kid came down with it, and the official agreed with them. So they're up 6 or 12. I don't know if we blocked the extra point. They went for two. I don't remember what happened, but it's 12-6. And so we got in our two-minute offense and went right back down the field. And we were first and goal on the nine with a minute two and no timeouts. And we threw four straight incompletions in the end zone.
Yep.
And they covered it up well. Their defense was really good. We were talking about this yesterday at the region coaches meeting. There were four teams in our region that were ranked in the top 10 defensively. Now, this never happens. You just don't see
That's incredible.
Yeah, and it made life tough. And that's why we got a few still playing, I guess. Then so we lose the Metter game, and we roll up, go up to Savannah and play Savannah High. And Savannah High is struggling. They got a young coach that does a good job, but they're struggling. And that ball game, the challenge was to play at our level and not somebody else's level. And we did. We finished them off pretty quick. A lot of our young guys played, which was super exciting to me to see them playing in the varsity level. And then the last game of the season, I thought probably was our best overall game, four quarters.
Yes.
We played a defending region champs, Portal, who had lost a few players. They weren't as good as they were the year before. But they had played some teams really close in our region. And, Todd, we just came out and absolutely dismantled them. It was a 40-0 whipping. All phases of the game looked like it we were supposed to look going into the playoffs. And, of course, we get that hurricane bye week. And that was not a friend of ours. We were tired, distracted. And it was a tough week of practice that week to get anything productive, I thought, accomplished. And then we go into the playoffs against Wilcox County, and we talked about that earlier, just a defensive right. battle.
But flipping the season, Coach, last year we were 4-7,
yes.
Final record, and now we're 7-4 at the conclusion of this season. I think that's a big accomplishment, to flip the season that way and to have success at the level we had it.
It is. I was really pleased with the kids. They just refused to have a bad season or bad attitudes like we had the year before. They came in and we were in every ball game with a chance to win every ball game. We could have easily won all of those games. You got games where you look at the schedule and say, you're going to win that game. You got games, look at them, you go, well, we're going to have to play really well. We might get beat that game. Or you have some, you say, those are toss-ups. And we won a few of the toss-ups and lost some, so that's kind of where we were.
Yeah, and we're in every ball game. I mean, it's all the ball games that we lost were very contested ball games, and nothing, we were never blown out or outplayed.
Yeah.
So. Coach, it's been a great season. I've enjoyed talking with you about some Bucks football. But it's time to go. Yeah. It's our last season. It's the last show, yes. Not last season. Last show of the season for you fans out there. And thanks for joining us all season long and today for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis signing off. And forever and always, we are One Buck. Have a great, great rest of your year.